Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
Let me start with a question. If I ask you right now, what's the return on investment for your marketing? Or even more importantly, what's the return on investment for your staff and payroll? Most clinic owners pause. Not because they're inexperienced, but because no one has ever taught them to look at their clinics this way. They tell me how much payroll they spend, they tell me how much they spend on advertising, they might even tell me the revenue number. But when it comes to whether their people or their marketing either underperforming or outperforming the industry benchmarks, most genuinely have no idea. And without those two numbers, you are essentially running your clinic on a gut feel. Hi there, welcome back to another episode of OMD TV and Postcard Show, the place to grow, scale, and future-proof your medical practice. And I'm your host, Huyen Truong, and today we're diving into something I've been observing for over the last 15 years, working with hundreds of medical clinics across the Australia, the UK, US, Europe, and Asia. And today I want to break down the two most important return investment metrics every clinic owner should know and how high-performing clinics use them to scale predictably. Return on investment number one, return on payroll. Payroll in medical and healthcare practices is usually your largest fixed cost and yet is the least analyzed. The real question you should be asking is, for every pound or dollar I spend on payroll, how much revenue does my clinic generate? Now, just quickly, for general practices, mental health and dental clinics, they operate very differently. They are labor heavy, volume based and fee capped. We worked with procedure led specialist clinics and the benchmarks here are very different. So let's break this down. For well-run aesthetic clinic, injectables, lasers, skin treatments, payroll should typically sit around 25 to 35% of your revenue. That means for every £1 spent on payroll, you should be generating roughly around £3 to £4 in revenues. And if you are closer to £2.5 per pound payroll in aesthetics, something is off, usually underutilization. For HM1 clinics, this is where we see the biggest gap between average and elite performers. A properly structured HM1 clinic should be generating around £3.3 to £5 in revenue for every £1 spent on payroll. High performing clinics push even higher. If you are sitting under £3, that's a warning sign, not because of the pricing, but because of the efficient staffing structures. Now, let's talk about cosmetic plastic surgery clinics. This is one of the strongest performing models when done well. Payroll here often sits around 20 to 30%, meaning £3.5 to £5 per £1 payroll, and premium clinics can reach £6 to even £7. But that level of performance doesn't come from more sales. It comes from good processes and systems, getting right people in the right seats, and having multiple roles for a hard position if needed. And more importantly, increase productivity. Ophthalmology and other specialist procedural clinics like orthopedics, ENT, weight loss surgery clinics, these typically land around £3.3 per £1 payroll. Still healthy, but more infrastructure heavy and compliance driven. Here's a key insight. If you are a specialist clinic and you are generating less than £3 in revenue per every pound in payroll, you don't have a marketing problem. You likely have a process, people, and productivity problem. Marketing doesn't fix inefficiency, it amplifies it.
If you are listening to this and wondering why your clinic isn't growing the way it should, it's usually not a traffic problem. is what's happening across your website, your follow-up, and your overall patient journey. At Online Marketing for Doctors, we help clinics turn visibility into booked patients at scale. We attract high-value patients from Google, social, and increasingly AI platforms. We build high-credibility websites that actually convert and implement 24/7 AI and human follow-up systems, so no inquiry is ever missed. And most importantly, we focus on the outcomes. We aim to deliver a minimum 3x return on your marketing investment. So if you like an objective view on what's underperforming and where the real growth opportunities are, you can request a free website and digital marketing audit along with a complimentary patient growth forecast. Let's uncover what's holding your clinic back and build the systems to take you into that top 1%.
Now, let's talk about ROI number two, return on marketing. Once payrolls makes sense, the next question is my marketing actually profitable? And this is a very important question, and this is where most clinics track the wrong metrics. They track clicks, they track impressions, they track cost per lead. High performing clinics track return on marketing investment. For specialists, procedure-based clinics, a healthy overall benchmark is £48 in revenue for every pound spent on marketing. Strong clinics sit around 5x to 6x. Elite clinics reach 7x to 10x, especially when remarketing and referrals are dialed in. If you're under 3x, that means that's not a traffic issue, it's a qualification, follow-up, and conversion issue. Or if you are just starting out with a good marketing campaign for a year and haven't got the time to build up the online reputation as yet, let's break it down by channel. Google search is usually the strongest ROI channel for surgical and specialist clinics. Hair transplant and cosmetic surgery clinics should aim for 5x to 10x ROI here. If Google isn't profitable, it's rarely Google's fault. Its keyword, its landing pages, or tracking stopping at lead instead of the procedure. Now let's talk about Meta ads or Facebook and Instagram ads. This plays a very different role. This is not a book now channel. It's a trust and educational channel. And the direct ROI is often 2x or 4x, but when Meta is paired with remarketing and Google, blended ROI jumps to 4x to 6x or more. Clinics fail on Meta ads when they expect cold traffic to book surgery immediately. Meta works when it builds trust, uses surgeon-led content, and educates and supports the decision journey. Now let's talk about SEO. On the other hand, it's a long-term asset. It shouldn't be judged month to month, but over 12 to 24 months. Mature SEO often delivers 8 to 15 times return on investment. SEO compounds paid media. It doesn't replace it. And there's the most underused level of all, remarketing. Remarketing regularly delivers 10 to 20 times return on investment. Why? Because most patients don't book on their first visit. Remarketing works when clinics educate, not discount, using before and after pictures and videos, frequently asked questions, surgeon videos, and decision support content. If you're not remarketing, you are paying for the traffic and letting it leak. Now, let's talk about productivity. That's the principle that ties it all together. There's a point that a self-made billionaire, Ray Dalio, has made repeatedly, and it's one of the most important principles clinic owners can understand. It's, I left a link to his infamous video called How the Economic Machine Works by Ray Dalio, so you can watch, and this is highly recommended. He said, human productivity is the most important force in causing the world's total wealth, power, and living standards to rise over time. This line captures the idea that long-term wealth and standards of living, whether for nations, organizations, or individuals, ultimately depend on increasing what people can produce per unit of input. He describes productivity growth as a slow-moving but fundamental driver of economy prosperity, and that improving labor productivity is essential for raising living standards and wealth over time. He says the only sustainable way to increase the wealth of a nation, a company, or an individual is to increase productivity. Not by working harder, not by spending more, not by hiring more people or running more advertising campaigns, but by getting more output from the same inputs. And when you think about it, that's exactly what we are talking about here. Payroll ROI is productivity metric. It tells you how productive your team actually is. Marketing ROI is a productivity metric. It tells you how productive your marketing spend really is. And if you add more staff but payroll ROI goes down, you haven't grown. You diluted productivity. And if you increase ad spend but marketing ROI drops, you're not scaling. You're just spending faster. High-performing clinics don't grow by adding complexity. They grow by improving conversion, utilization, and efficiency. That's why these two numbers matter so much. And they don't just tell you whether things are working, they tell you whether your clinic is becoming more productive over time. And productivity is what creates sustainable profit, scalability, and long-term growth. Whether you are running a hair transplant clinic, a cosmetic surgery practice, or a specialist medical clinic, the goal is the same. More revenue from the same people and the same marketing spend. That's not a marketing goal. That's a productivity goal. And once clinic owners start looking at their business through that lenses, decision-making becomes a lot clearer. The real takeaway here is the most important shift clinic owners can make is stop asking how many leads did we get, start asking cost per booked consultation, cost per procedure, revenue per channel, return on investment per marketing channel, a revenue per £1 or $1 payroll. And because the best channel isn't the one that with the cheapest leads, it's the one that produces the most profitable patients. At Online Marketing for Doctors, when we look at clinics growth, we don't guess, we measure. When payroll ROI and marketing ROI are aligned, growth becomes more predictable, not stressful. And that's when clinics stop chasing leads and start building system. If you don't know these two numbers yet, the payroll ROI and marketing ROI, that's not a problem. That's simply your starting point. If you want help identifying what's broken and fixing it properly, reach out to us at Online Marketing for Doctors for a strategy section, or simply reply to this email, marketing@onlinemarketingfordoctors.com, and let's uncover what's holding your clinic back and build the system to get you into that top 1%. Your next stage of growth doesn't happen by chance. It happens by improving productivity across people, processes, and marketing. Thank you for listening, and I see you in the next episode of OMD TV and podcast show. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.